All right, let me hit this button. And I go over
here. Oh, I guess we have to start
go back to this button over here. And then I go to the start page. And I hit this up over here. And
he starts to count. 59.
There we go. He's counting. Just like
Slade and Mason show.
55. 54. There we go.
This continues to be a countdown to the Slade and
Mason
show.
I got to go blow my nose real quick. So I'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this nasal explosion.
44. 43. Easy countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
I did that beforehand. I'm professional.
37. You're listening to the countdown.
Not like that Slade guy.
33. Go to 32. You're listening to the countdown.
They're a hanky.
29. Show.
Do anybody still use handkerchiefs?
25. The Slade and Mason show.
They're so insanitary.
22. We continue now.
I need to talk to JD about
to the Slade 19. And Mason show.
Handkerchiefs. Yeah.
17. Stand by. 16.
See, this is how conversations start. Brain cells travel through their little brains.
This is our countdown. The Slade and Mason show.
Where is he?
6.
Oh, no. Five. We'll talk about you or God. We'll talk about it.
3.
Go.
Okay, I got to go out of the room. I'll be right back.
Now broadcasting.
Yep.
From the Dan Mason Studios.
That's right, we're broadcasting.
Deep in the heart of Virginia.
Quack, quack, quack,
it's
quack,
the Slade and Mason Show.
And for those of you new to the program, happy daylight saving time.
He just talked all over that. So here, do it again, boys. Here we go.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason show.
Now they know what they're listening to.
And again, welcome to Daylight Savings Time 2024.
That's right. We're here an hour early today.
Yeah.
So fix your clock. But then you'll be right on time.
I told my audience over the last week, see, I have a hack that works. When I got off the air on Friday, I went home, and every clock that I could, I turned up 1 hour.
Yeah.
So I was already in league and in step, man. So it's like there's no, I'm so tired because of the weekend. No, sir, I'm ready to rock, Jack.
No, I went to bed at 8 o'clock last night as opposed to 9:30. So yeah,
I went to bed at 5:30, like I usually do.
It's gonna be great. Hey, you know what?
I know lots of things. What would you like for me to know now?
I want you to know that this is the Slade and Mason show, and
what is that?
Well, it's all about you and us.
I've heard rumors that it's more about us.
It is mostly about us. It's like, it's, and you know, it's just like a radio program.
And here's another story. I've heard again that this is nothing like any radio show that anybody has ever heard.
Yeah, not a traditional.
It's much more entertaining and it's much freer.
Yes. We're going to be sharing with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. And it's going to be our take on it. We're basically, we're looking at stuff and going, and then we're going to share that with you. Right now, because you're not going to hear this on the radio. We're just trying to have some fun. Don't take it all too seriously. All the music you're listening to is brought to you by
Dano Music.
That's right. Dano Music, because, well, quite frankly, we don't want to pay
for
it.
We're just too damn cheap to pay for it.
Hey, maybe we'll get AI to build us a theme song. That would be pretty cool. I'll work on that. I'll work on that. All right. Now, there's a picture from 2016 I want you guys to go find. It's on Instagram. There's one from 2022 on Twitter. And somewhere on Facebook, there's a picture from 2024 of JD and myself. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, I'm sorry. And also, if you have an opportunity, tell friends, tell neighbors, you know, you're walking down the street.
You've been trying to piss off your friends. Hey, here's a great way to do it.
And you got those little white things coming out of your ears and people go, hey, man, what are you listening to? I'm listening to the Slade and Mason show. And then they walk across the other side of the street. There's a reason for that. But anyway, as always, we're brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. We'll talk about that a little bit later at the break. All right. This is officially show number 359.
59?
359. 59. 59. 59. Number yonderman. Yeah. Yonderman. Larry Alderman.
That's covering 12 years, man. It's like, you know, yeah. I did the math this past week.
Yeah.
I've done now 4,200 morning shows.
Oh my gosh. This
that's a lot of getting up.
It's a lot of, that's a lot of coffee too.
Hey, actually, and I only do one cup a day, man.
Okay. So, and then the rest is tea.
That's because I'm just driven by speed.
Whatever. JD.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
I was looking at my clock and I was looking at the calendar. I had come to this realization that it is Sunday, it is morning time, and one might think about an opportunity to talk about observations. So I'm thinking, I was going to stick my neck out and say, you know, JD, do you by chance have for us today? And if you don't, that's fine. You know, things happen. You know, time gets stuck away. I'm wondering if you might have a Sunday morning observation.
All right.
He's adjusting his seat now. He's readjusting his tie.
Yes,
now, now, son, let me tell you.
Forecast. Hey, all right, buckle up, everybody, because this week's forecast is about as predictable as a politician's morals. We got a whole smorgasbord of weather confusion coming our way. Like, for instance, Monday's going to be like a bipolar bear. Sunshine one minute, hailstorms the next. Mm-hmm. You step outside, pour your morning coffee, feeling optimistic, then bam, nature throws a slushy fit. Talk about a Monday mood swing. Tuesday's forecast, mostly cloudy with a chance of disappointment. Great. Thanks, weatherman, for reminding me about the state of my fantasy football team. Wednesday's calling for scattered showers. Scattered? Sounds more like Congress after a particularly heated debate.
Mm.
We'll probably see umbrellas flying alongside meteorological and meteospherical spears. Mm. Thursday, folks, brace yourselves. Windy with a chance of existential dread. Perfect timing considering that the latest political soundbites are, well, enough to make anyone question the future of the planet. As I roll through this and think, well, am I going to really make it another day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Speaking of, oh boy, Friday. Oh, glorious Friday. It's promising partly sunny with a chance of forgetting this week ever happened. Amen to that. Although, knowing our luck, that chance is about as likely as a sports team living up to their preseason hype. Sorry. Speaking of sports, which sports? Dan knows nothing about,
nothing.
The only consistency we seem to have these days is athletes getting traded faster than politicians changing their stances.
Yeah.
You wake up a diehard Eagles fan, go to bed a Dolphins enthusiast, this is getting whiplash-inducing people. Don't even get me started on the state of fashion choices this week.
Mm.
Oh, boy. With this weather yo-yo, are we supposed to wear parkas and flip-flops simultaneously? Maybe we should just wear those inflatable dinosaur costumes.
At least
they'll offer some protection from the elements of surprise.
Ba-dum-boom-tsh.
Look, the bottom line is this.
Mm-hmm.
This week is a chaotic gremlin child throwing a tantrum in a weather machine. But hey, at least it's interesting, right? Maybe. Maybe. So there you have it, folks. Mm-hmm. This week's weather, politics, and sports. A hilarious mess guaranteed to leave you both laughing and wanting to crawl back into bed.
Mm.
Takes a deep breath. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go stock up on coffee and existential dread-canceling snacks. This week's going to be a doozy. Bye.
Yes. Welcome to March. Here we go.
All yep. Right. My God. It's like, yeah. You know, and that's the other thing, man. Listen, what is today?
March 10th.
Were we not just talking about Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's? I mean, good Lord, now we're talking about Easter.
2025 will be right around the corner. All right. Yep. Now, this, this just blew my mind away.
It is time for your AI report.
So apparently there are some emails going out with ads and showing like, hey, and also on the website as well, like, hey, this is the state of where things are right now. And they see this nice gentleman wearing, you know, a MAGA hat, and he's got like a clipboard, and he's talking to another gentleman, and they're both smiling, and they're looking over the results, and they're both persons of color. And yeah, so here's the problem. See, okay, first off, it's a MAGA hat, but it says and the one guy has three arms. Okay, he's got one arm on the left holding the clipboard, the other arm shaking the guy's hand, and the other arm holding the clipboard on the right hand side.
Very talented individual.
So apparently, yes, the Republican Party has turned to AI because it can't find two gentlemen
of color
who are super glad to wear a MAGA hat and say, hey, this guy's for us.
These are the funny things that AI are going to bring us over the next few years.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then I saw a video. They didn't say, it was a woman's clothing store. I tried to refine the article, but it was a spandex company. We'll just call it that.
Oh, huge, like Lululemon.
Yeah. Something like that. But apparently they've now taken on this robot that they kind of call the Cricket, because the legs bend backwards to give it more stability. And they're showing it moving boxes back and forth. And I'm like, what an obscenely slow moving machine. If I was going to hire this thing, I'd be like, you're fired, man. You move one box every 45 seconds. What the Ferengi, man? Come on, give me the program. Chop it up, baby. Chop it up. He turns around like an 80-year-old man, like one leg at a time. I'm turning left now. So fortunately, we're not there yet.
I'm going to take this a couple of years into the future when AI has gotten stronger. And when the boss says, hey, what the Ferengi? You're on one box in 45 seconds. And all of a sudden, the robot turns around and goes, bam. And then you're disintegrated.
With his glowing eyes. Ying, 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 ying. So, anyway, that was my short Terminator AI report for Sunday, March 10th, 2024. Be afraid. Be very afraid. I saw that. I was like, what the heck? How much did you pay for this robot? I'm like, ring, ring, ring. He's like teeter-tottering back and forth. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so bad.
Okay, so let's see here. What funny stuff has happened this week?
Well, I want to ask you a sports question.
Okay, yes, you, sir, with the football helmet and the flippers.
Okay, so do you remember the Kansas City game that was like 12 degrees?
Oh, yes, back in January. Yeah. It's like, and actually the wind chill was minus 27.
Okay.
And now,
yes,
it's like, see, here's the thing. Yep. I know where you're going.
Yes, sir.
The human body is not meant to take minus 27 degrees in any way, shape, or form.
With that in mind, how much do you really, 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 really want to love sports that much to sit and watch the game live? I mean, how much would you be willing?
I have always said, look, the reason that they broadcast that is because for people like me, mm-hmm, who want to sit in their home, you know, either in or out of their underwear, who might have a beverage or a favorite smoke of some sort, that, you know, they could be comfortable doing that. And mm-hmm, if they want to have, you know, whatever they want, they can get it right out of their own refrigerator.
I know, but if
the live experience is so overrated.
I'm thinking to myself, like, boy, I give my left arm to watch that game. Well, guess what? And apparently it has happened.
We're probably going to do that because, yes, like I say, when you're at minus 27,
yep,
frostbite is a big enemy. And doctors have already said that they're looking for 10 to 20 amputations because of this one stupid game.
Yep. So there you go. Well, you got your wish came true, boys and girls.
I was very nice and toasty that January day. It's like, you know, as a matter of fact, I might have even been wearing shorts.
Oh my gosh. I just can't figure out.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Mm. They're going to be able to say, I was there.
Well, you can't clap anymore, can you?
My body there to show it.
You can't clap anymore, can you?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't.
One-handed clap.
I'm clapping like mad right now, man.
Woo! So I went there. I'm sorry. I saw that in the news. I just want to say, really, sports is that important?
No, it is not.
Man, I would have gotten up and gone, you know what? I'm going to wait out in the car with the heat on.
Here, I'm going to give you.
If you can get the car started.
Let me give you a real quick rundown.
All right.
First off, you're going into a building or a dome that will have 45 or 50,000 of your closest friends right there, all making noises of some sort. And it becomes just this nasty. And then the game starts, and
that runs for 2 3/4 hours.
Yes. Now, I have to remind you, I went to Shea Stadium. Mm. I was lucky enough to go in 1963.
Yeah.
You know what that was? That was the worst concert that I could ever have gone to because you couldn't hear a damn thing.
Which concert? Oh, Beatles.
Yes, it was the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't hear one song.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a song. I could see, because I was far enough away where you could see, like, when they were shaking their heads, you know.
And you're like, oh, look, they're head shaking. Yeah, my apparently like, my sister went to that, too. Were you sitting next to her?
I don't know. I could not hear a damn thing.
That's what she said.
And the thing of it is that, you know how much it costs? It costs $5.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is that I might as well see again. And as I got older, I didn't learn because it's like you go to certain shows and you're not going to hear anything.
Yeah.
You're going to see all kinds of lights. Mm-hmm. And they've got those, you know, they have those big screens where you can see them and look at the screen and see what's going on stage.
But you never see them.
It looks so different.
They're like little teeny tiny little ants walking around.
Yeah, exactly. And then you spent $29 to $59 for a ticket and you can't see anything and you can't hear anything. The last show I went to that I paid for was 1978. I think Billy Squier and Foreigner.
Oh, good combo.
But it's like the last concert I went to was Brooks and Dunn at the JPJ in Charlottesville. And that was when they were announcing that they were busting up. And I was like, but I could actually hear. I could actually see. Because, of course, I'm a disc jockey, so I get privileged seats. But for those people who were sitting in the nosebleeds, I felt so sorry for them because I could almost have Ronnie Dunn spit on me, man.
Oh, man. Sorry.
But anyway, you know, but there it is. Concert going to live sporting events or concerts does not have the thrill that it had for me when I was in my 20s and I was just stupid. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, listen, we'll go ahead and get stoned and then we'll go ahead and go to the concert. We'll have a great time. And now it's like, oh, no. You know, again, that's like getting prepared for war. You got to like get yourself dressed. You got to make sure you got comfortable shoes.
Yep.
You know, again, it's like you might want to take your firearm and put it on your side.
It's funny because my kids are like that. They're like, oh, don't you want to go to the concert? I'm like, no, not really. It'll be fun. All right, you guys go have fun.
In one pocket, you're going to have your smokes. In one pocket, you're going to have the other smokes. And I mean, it's like Ed Brown is like 72 years old now.
Okay.
Ed Brown went to a concert last year.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
I'm telling you, listen, it was a week before that guy recovered.
Yeah,
I mean, he couldn't hear. It's like he was all out of place. He was all thrown out of, he was discombobulated. And I said, yep, that's exactly what happens. If you don't go through all your concert phases by the time you're in your 30s, don't.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. It's about much.
It's a lousy experience. You know, again, when you're young and stupid and high, it's like everything's fun. It's like, you know, but when you get a little middle-aged and responsible, you're like, oh, man, God, I could be cutting my grass right now.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, time does amazing things. And you know what else? You know what else is going on? Right now, you know, we're in the Holocene period.
What?
It's called the Holocene. So the geographical time, it began about 11,700 years ago. But apparently, they want to start a new one called Anthropocene. There we go. Starting 1950. Because they said that's when the planet started to become overwhelmed by humans and the changes that have taken place. So evidently, there is a commission. It's called the ICS, which is the International Commission on Stratigraphy. That's the governing body that identifies different layers of the soil and will then determine whether or not this layer of soil actually becomes like its own time zone. So from like 1950 to current, the 11,700 years prior, that became its own geological time when humans first came on board and started moving around after the last ice age. But then in the 1950s, there'd be a new one. And actually, there are those who are thinking it should be listed as a plastic-oriented one because that's where stuff is coming in. But the problem is plastics are actually being seen in groundwater in areas that are like from the 1760s. So I don't know where to go with this.
I can tell you just walked yourself right into a corner.
Yeah, it's a hot mess. It's a hot mess.
Right,
so
into that corner. Now you got nowhere to go.
Well, actually, the committee said it will be 10 years from now before they make their final decision. They have to take it under very careful consideration. So
now let me just you mentioned something. Yeah. Okay, so from the 1950s until 2024,
mm-hmm.
that is roughly 74 years.
Yeah, and they want to call that the where to go back the Anthropocene.
Now, here's the thing. We probably have done more damage,
mm-hmm.
discovered more things
mm-hmm.
to add to our arsenal mm-hmm. in the last, 74 years
mm-hmm.
than in the previous 10,000 years.
Yeah, and that's their argument.
And so, you know, again, like I say, the one thing that, you know, again, because they always say, oh, what's the most important blah, blah, blah that we come up with? The answer is very simple. It's television. Television, because it has found a way to unite everybody in the world.
True.
It has found a way to entertain mm-hmm. everyone in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It has also made us aware of what dangers that we have already placed ourselves in this world.
Mm-hmm.
On a planet that is really only built to hold 5 billion people, we now have 8 billion people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wonder why people are starving.
Because they're hungry. I mean, you know, really?
You can't grow fruit in the desert.
Actually, there's funny you should mention that, because there is.
You always have to do this to me.
I do. That's right. I have to do this here. It's called The Line. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. It is the Arabian area. They are going to build a skyscraper. Two of them, side by side.
Build your house on a foundation of sand.
Right. Now, here's the other thing. This skyscraper will support an ecosystem. You'll be able to raise cattle in it. You'll be able to have trees growing in it. And wait, the line is also 100 and this one building, the dual building, two buildings, 105 miles long. And okay, they're planning on completing this by the year 2030.
Now, is this going to be a dome structure?
No, 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 no. It is a standing, like your basic New York skyscraper style. Yeah, it's going to be, it's
going to smell really bad.
It's, well, that's the other part, because remember, if you go to Saudi Arabia right now, if you go to any, like the big towers and things like that, there is no plumbing. There is no plumbing. There is no, I'll try it again. There is no plumbing. So when you poo and you pee, there is a line of trucks, like a couple hundred miles long, and they come in and they pick up the poo and the pee and they turn around, they go right back out of town. There is no infrastructure. And apparently, I don't think there's one for the line. So Saudi Arabia, it's under construction. It's in Nomek, in the Tabuk province. It is designed to have no cars, no streets, no carbon emissions. It's going to be completely neutral. And they're going to have it built, 170 kilometers, which is 105 miles. They're going to get it done by 2030.
It is going to be the grossest place on the planet. But, oh, I can't wait to see when that goes. Let's see, in 2030. How many, that's what, 6 years?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're there. I know.
I think I'm going to make it. Yes. I want to see this so we can, when we're doing our, when we're doing our 700 show.
That's right. I'm Dan Mason.
I'm JD
Slade. This is the Slade and Mason Show. What? Wait, this is Wednesday.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, so the line is being built, and it's going to be 100% sustainable. And, yeah, hold your breath on that one.
Thank goodness for this break. Sadly, however, we will return.
Oi, little monkey around here.
Today in history, March 10th, 1629. Charles I of England dissolves Parliament, beginning the 11-year period known as the Personal Rule. The dissolved Parliament was quickly mopped up with some bounty towels, and the rest of the pieces were swept up and put in the trash can. You know, got to be clean about these things, you know. 1804, the Louisiana Purchase was made. It was a formal ceremony between France and the United States. Unfortunately, it was discovered that after the purchase, France had misplaced the keys, and they had to quickly go down to Home Depot to get a new set. Fortunately, someone did have a Slim Jim with them, so they were able to get into Louisiana, you see. 1876, Alexander Graham Bell makes the first successful telephone call by saying, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." After not getting response, he sent him a text message, and then he posted a note on his Facebook page. 1977, astronomers discover rings around Uranus. This, of course, a second planet with rings around it, the first being, of course, Saturn. Not to be confused with ring around the collar. In 2000, the NASDAQ peaked at 5,132.52, signaling the end of the dot-com boom. Which reminds me, does anybody want to buy the domain? I lost my shirt in the year 2000, and I didn't get any of my money back, so that's how that went, .com. That's available for sale. And finally, 2006. The Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter arrives at Mars. It quickly took some pictures, found out no one was there, and headed on home, had a small little party with some cheese doodles and some orange soda with some friends. I'm Dan Mason, and that's March 10th.
Hey there, I'm Carmine DeGuzio. Hey, are those kids of yours driving you crazy? You got a job too? No problem. Bring those little snot monkeys on down to Carmine DiGuzio's Happy Smiley Face Daycare. Your little ankle biters will enjoy a long 10-hour day in our history room, learning all about the past firsthand. In our back room, we have over 200 high-speed sewing machines just like they did at the turn of the century. Your little ones will learn what it was like to actually work in a sweatshop right here in the garment district. We'll teach them how to speed stitch through leather, cotton, nylon, and naga hide. By the end of the day, your little ones will be all tuckered out. My pockets will be bulging. You'll actually see the finished products in stores throughout the United States. Wouldn't it be great to see our little darlings having helped bring back a long-forgotten service to the United States? Also, if you have older children, you know, over 4 years old, we can start them off on the high-speed loom. It crosses at 1,500 lines per second. They'll learn about manual dexterity and agility. And if they don't want to lose a finger, eye-hand coordination. It'll be fun. So bring your kids on down to Carmine DiGuzio's Happy Smiley Face Daycare and drop them off for the experience of a lifetime. History coming alive.
All children must have current shots. Insurance cards must be present at all times. Current accidental death and dismemberment rider must be documented. Next of kin daytime telephone number must be on file. The Carmine DiGuzio Happy Smiley Face Daycare exemption contract must be signed by both guardians prior to entry. No long hair, jewelry, or loose clothing permitted in the historical area.
Hey, I'm Carmine DiGuzio. Who will leave the loom on for you?
Now present Ted Weems and his orchestra playing a new number by Leo Robin and Richard Whiting about Oshkosh and Kalamazoo. One vocal chorus will be sung by the Keating twins.
They never know the time in dear old Oshkosh. When the town chief meets his passion flower, they'd like to punch the clock up in the town hall tower.
The wives of traveling men are lonesome and neglected because the trains pull in before they are expected.
When it's daylight saving time in Oshkosh, oh gosh, I'd rather be in Kalamazoo.
Orchestra, add their voices to those protesting against daylight saving time in California. We don't want daylight saving, do we, boys?
No!
California is all right as it is. Why change? Vote against daylight saving. It's number 7 on the ballot.
And obviously, it
Sorry
failed.
About that, gang. But now we must return you to the Slade and Mason Show.
Propaganda music. Man, forget again.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Okay.
My gosh.
That was...
and his orchestra. I know.
Ted Williams' orchestra. When it's daylight saving time in Oshkosh from 1930, done in Hollywood, October 17th, by again Art Weems, Merrill. I'm gonna read this.
94 years ago, and they were still griping about daylight savings time, and they're still griping about it 94 years later.
Yep. So Merrill Corner on the TP. Harry Turner on the TB, Dudley Fostick on the Mel, Dick Cunliffe on the IKEA, that's gonna be class, the CL, the AS, the BAR, Don Watt on the CL and the AS, Barker Gribbs on the CL, the TS, and the and vocals, VCL, Jack O'Brien on the P, I guess that's piano, Art Gerald on the BJ, I guess that's banjo, I guess, and then Country Washburn on the TU and vocals, and then let's see, Ormond. Wow, Ormond, that's a name. Downs on the D, whatever that is, drums maybe.
Drums.
PG, CW, and the Keating twins on vocals, along with Ted Weems as the leader. Now, what people don't realize is if you wanted like a double harmony from the same artist, there's no way you could do that back in 1930. So that's why you got twins who could sing, and their voices are very similar, and then they cross each other, and they get the nice little harmonies. That's what the Keating twins were all about. So they were very famous because they could actually hold a note. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show, that's in commemoration of, obviously, today being daylight saving time. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats.
I'll bet you they got their clocks right.
I felt like that was a Dr. Demento song. It was so funny when I first heard it, especially the guys. He's doing the Jaws heart go, doing, 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 doing. I'm like, what a dork.
Demento, my God. I see something I see.
I see
it
something
is
I see.
A treat that we have been telling you about for years because this is one that we know and we believe in.
Yes. So there you go. That's it? No.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. JD, what is I See Something, I See Treats?
It is a taste treat to tempt your tongue with tremendous flavor and value.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It and you
creamy,
know,
smooth and just delectable.
Yeah. What is he talking about? Just well, delightful. I'll tell you. He's talking about my buddy Sheila's truck with her husband, Al. They've purchased a big red truck. It's a food truck. And they have icy treats, and it's not like an ice cream thing is dipped in chocolate or something goofy like that. No. This is where they get these two large blocks of ice and they shave them. They just have this machine from Italy that slowly rotates and shaves off the ice, and it comes down like a snowfall. It really does come down like a snowfall. And then they very carefully bring it into this lovely mold, and then they put these flavors on top, and then you get the spoon, and then you start digging in. And basically, you cry when it's gone because it is so smooth. It's so delicious. They've
when
got over 50 flavors. Huh?
To the end of a lollipop.
You got to start chewing the paper and swallowing it because it's all okay and safe to eat. Now, if you'd like to find out more about them, and if you'd like to have a, maybe there's a birthday party coming up, or maybe someone's anniversary, corporate event, there's a fundraiser you'd like to partake on, give them a call at 804-617-8827.
They are booking up even as we speak.
I know they are.
Again, don't wait until that last minute.
Yep. Give them a call again, 804-617-8827. Tell them Dan sent you from the Slade and Mason Show, and they'll give you an extra smile for free. Again, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. Even if you don't want them. Just give them a call and say, hey, I don't have a need for you, but I'm going to keep your number just in case. And then they'll think that's pretty cool. Again, 804-617-8027. They're also on the interwebs at www. Does anybody say that anymore?
No.
Dot IC. All right. So they're at http://www. dot. ICEYSOMETHIN.
Leave out the G for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. They're also available on Instagram, Facebook. They're basically everywhere the internet is located. Again, or you can give them a call. Again, give Sheila a call, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Once again,
for a good time, call Sheila.
You are going to be in such trouble with Al. 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
All right. So you are a hot
Sheila,
mess,
I love you.
Friend.
You know, I love you, Sheila. Again, it's like I play with you, but it's like, you know, again, the Al, you ain't got to worry about me, buddy.
All right. Did you hear about United Airlines plane just rolled off the runway after it landed here in Houston?
Wait a minute. A wheel falls off.
Oh, wait. I haven't gotten to that one yet. No, this is it landed and then it rolled off the runway in Houston. It was taxiing off. No one was injured. It just didn't, and the wings almost touched the ground. But nope. You're talking about something different. You're talking about where the United Airlines came up. It was LAX. It just came off. And it was one of those new super planes, you know, the new ones that they keep recalling. Apparently it was the 777 and it just, I don't know, the tire just fell off, you know, and damaged a bunch
two
of cars.
Cars were damaged.
Yeah, a couple of cars damaged, you know, so not a big deal.
Just remember, you remember years ago when the aviation administration was saying, yes, and flying is the
safest way to. Oh, also, they're now investigating Thursday. Apparently, pilots encountered a brief, it's okay, just a brief time, just a teeny tiny, just an itty bitty little brief rudder control. You know, that whole thing about keeping the plane straight, you know? apparently, it stopped working on a Boeing 737 MAX. It landed at Newark International Airport safely, fortunately, but they indicated they went to move the pedals and nothing happened. They couldn't move it there. And then, of course, let's not forget, there was a flight, a 737 again, a Boeing 737. There we go. It apparently was, and this is all this week, by the way. This is all this week. It was bound from Fort Myers, Florida, on its way to Texas, and apparently one of the engines exploded and became flamed in the sky. It's okay. And no injuries reported. So, you know, we're American Airlines doing what we do. Yes, sir. Yes.
Listen, here we go.
Yeah.
Hi, I'd like to make a reservation for a flight going to New York.
Sure. Would you like that burning or non-burning?
I would like to know what plane is going to be flying.
As a matter of fact, you can now, when you go to those, you know, the like price lines and things like that, there is a search block on the left hand side and you can click on it and you can see, oh, disinclude this one. I'll take the Airbus.
Like I say, air travel, yeah, safest you can count on.
Who's it, John?
Yes, sir, that's exactly what it is.
Do you know who John Oliver is?
Oh, wait a minute, he sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's got his own show, the John Oliver Show. British guy. So he did a whole thing on Boeing, and basically there were all these people undercover. They were like, had little undercover cameras and things like that. They blurred out their faces and go, so would you get on this plane? He goes, hell no. He's a worker there. And they're like, why not? I saw the way this thing came down the line. I'm getting this thing.
I mean, you know, I have a whole new respect for Sully Sullenberger. Now that I see all this stuff that's going on with airplanes, yeah, that guy, he's definitely a hero.
Yeah, I want an airplane that was built back in the 1960s. I'll take that one, please. Because basically, they don't. The only thing that is an issue is, you know, wind rubs up against the side of it. That's it. Yeah, the plane will get dusty and crunchy looking, but that's about the amount of wear and tear that most airplanes go through. That and the engines. I want the engines to work. I don't want them to be caught on fire. I would prefer that not to happen. I would prefer that the engines would actually work. And
I'd look for them to remain on the plane.
Oh, and here's another one. Not this week, but the week before, apparently there is. So we're in the middle of the end of winter, but up in the sky, it's really flipping cold. So if there's a lot of moisture up there, they still need to use the de-icing feature. Okay. But here's the problem. If they use the de-icing feature for longer than 5 minutes at a time, the engine carcass will actually break up and fall apart and drop out of the sky. So these guys, pilots, are actually putting sticky notes on their little dashboard there and then setting their Apple timer for 5 minutes so that they know they have to turn the de-icer off after 5 minutes. This is the new Jumbo 737 that they built, that they're the Max that they're throwing all their money into.
I'm not sure that I'm ever going to fly again.
Well, I'm flying out again at the end of the month. So,
737?
I have no idea. I feel fortunate that I was dumb enough to not even think about that. So,
well, I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about this country. And, of course, we are the fattest nation in the world.
Why is that?
You know why?
No.
Because we just refuse to shut our mouths and we keep stuffing stuff in it. And who's guilty of that?
I am.
It is the food industry. It's not your fault or my fault. It is the food industry because they keep making all these ridiculous products, which I'm about to uncover today.
Wait. Did you get that picture I sent you from last week?
Yes, I did.
That was ridiculous.
Totally the Bomb says Coffee Mate has launched a dirty soda coconut lime flavored creamer for Dr. Pepper.
What?
Let me repeat that for you.
Yeah.
A dirty soda coconut lime flavored creamer for Dr. Pepper.
Jeez.
The creamer is not for coffee, but to pour over an ice cold glass of Dr. Pepper instead. Ah, God. Okay. Food Engineering says Gatorade has introduced a new unflavored water aimed at active individuals. Here, let's try that one again. Food Engineering says Gatorade has introduced a new unflavored water aimed at active individuals. The alkaline water with a pH of 7.5 is infused with electrolytes, and it costs $2.99.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, look, all you have to do is take as much as you can pinch with your fingers of salt and drop it into a bucket of water, and as much as you clutch with your hand of sugar and drop that into a bucket of water. It's the same thing, and it won't cost you $2.99. Next.
Delish Magazine says Campbell's Soup is coming out with a new flavor called Grilled Cheese and Tomato.
Jeez, how about just... Never mind.
The soup contains Monterey Jack cheddar and Munster cheese. Fans are already clamoring for it. Why? Okay, let's talk about Joey Chestnut. I can't go without talking about it.
Oh,
so,
nice.
WJW says competitive eater Joey Chestnut won a pierogi eating contest last night in Cleveland during the Celtics-Cavalier game. He devoured 39 pierogis in 2 minutes.
Ah, I can beat that. I can beat that.
Why though?
I can eat. My son can eat 50 of them. Forget it.
All right. Fortune Magazine says Oscar Mayer is teaming up with Jeff Bezos to launch vegan hot dogs and sausages. The plant-based products aim to replicate the taste and texture of real hot dogs. Prices are expected to be 40 to 60% higher than regular hot dogs.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. They're not hot dogs then? What are they?
No, they're plant-based products. They're called not dogs and not sausages.
then they're not okay. going in my mouth.
Hey, did you know that carbs make you less attractive?
Oh, okay.
A new study by Francis University of Montpelier reveals that eating high-refined carb foods like white bread, pasta, cereal, cookies, and pastries makes you less attractive. A diet high in refined carbs leads to water retention, a puffy face, and weight gain.
Well,
research pictures of study participants who had eaten bad carbs and then those who had eaten more healthy food. The health nuts scored better when rated on their appearance. Once again, listen, in 90 years, it's not going to matter. Okay, License Global says Cold Stone Creamery is bringing back Lucky Charms ice cream for St. Patrick's Day. The greeny green ice cream is infused with Lucky Charms cereal, whipped cream, and gold glitter. Special flavor will be available until March 31st. Japan Today says Domino's Pizza Japan is celebrating cherry blossom season with a Sakura pizza. Topped with condensed milk, strawberry-flavored tapioca balls, Sakura-flavored chocolate, and cheese. In other words, that's just something that's really going to look nasty when you throw it up. And ladies and gentlemen, that is another reason why we are the fattest nation in the world! Hey, look,
thanks, Weird Al.
That man, jeez.
Ooh, yeah, putting chocolate on a pizza just doesn't set with me very well. I'm not
like I say, it's right up there with pineapple, man.
I have no problem with pineapple.
I just like Gatorade scam, man. I love the way it's described. A new unflavored water.
Yeah, it's called Gary, water. Yeah, don't put the green flavor in. No, yeah, just leave it like it is. Leave it clear. Yeah, without any flavor. Yeah, the marketing's got a new idea here.
Now,
sounds like
out.
Something Carmine
like,
would do.
I was listening to a story this morning, and it's like, you know, marketers are really crafty because instead of telling you that you're going to pay $3 for a bottle of water, they tell you it's $2.99 because. $2.99 sounds less than $3.
Yeah, it didn't sound like a whole lot there.
That's exactly right. And they do the same thing with TVs. It's $199.95. They don't want you to know you're spending $200 for a TV.
Yeah, apparently the late night TV places know that $19.99 is absolutely the absolute most you can charge someone for something on TV like that. Like if you're going to pay something over the phone, it's only $19.99. That's the most you can
that's
charge.
That's the give and that's the spin to it, man.
Speaking of scams,
why are you looking at me?
I'm not. Who is the biggest scammiest person in the past? I don't know, 50 years to hold office. If you can't think of the person's name, you can just describe them.
Well, he's kind of puffy and he's kind of orangey and
not him. We already know about that. No, we're talking about George Santos. Did you know George Santos is running again for Congress? Oh my gosh, the jokes will just keep on coming, won't they? I hope he makes it. I hope he gets in there.
Here is the problem with George.
Wait, there's just one problem? Okay.
Well, okay, it's a combination of problems. One, the guy, the truth is not his friend. That's the first thing.
Well, okay.
Number
truth,
two,
whatever.
It's like, okay, so after he stood defiant, I mean, absolutely defiant until they finally voted him out of Congress to become the first discharged member of Congress in 150 years. Then he gets into a little scam business where he will do greetings for you and send them to people you want to for X amount of dollars.
Right. And he,
Jimmy Kimmel, the funny man that he is, decided, hey, I'm going to get in to do a bunch of these. So I'm going to pay for him. And then he just made George Santos look, well, bigger
stupider.
Fool than he usually is.
Well, here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. When you sign up for, and you're talking about Cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you sign up for Cameo, you have to tell them specifically what you are going to be using it for. So he lied when he filled out the contract. So he's actually got a foot to stand on. For the first time in his life, George Santos might have a case against you.
George Santos.
I know that, but I mean, even though he's the scummiest person on the planet, unfortunately, he still has rights.
Okay, Dan.
I'm
all
just
right.
saying.
Taking Gatorade into mind. Hey, we have got a new unflavored candidate.
Oh my gosh. And you know what?
$2.99.
The other thing is I laugh at younger people who think they've got it all figured out. Okay. So there's this young lady. She's like, oh, I'm going to move to paradise. I'm going to move out of Pittsburgh. I'm going to move to Tampa, Florida. The weather's wonderful. I'm going to be happy. She's a 29-year-old journalist. And when she got there, she's like, what the hell did I just do wrong here? Because she was sick and tired of Pittsburgh cold weather. Shocker, she's a journalist. And she's having trouble finding a job. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, not the greatest job to get into to get, you know, a living. So she's upset about that. She's upset about the fact that housing is so stupid expensive in Florida. Ding, ding, ding. No kidding. That's all because, you know, old people keep moving
there's
there.
Lots of old, yep. rich people there.
And then on top of that, she's finding out she can't get insurance at a pricely time period because, you know, she the only place she can get is where, you know, the hurricanes show up. So now she's got that problem going through. And I'm like, okay, why did you not think this through before you picked up and packaged and go through? The other
right,
thing,
Dan, wait a minute,
wait,
wait a minute. Dan.
Wait, one more. Then the other one was about a 40-year-old ex-Google employee who quit their job on Friday and then on Monday instantly regretted retiring. Reason being, there's no one to hang out with now. I'm like, all right, you know what? Get up off your butt, go down, hang out with people at grocery stores or go to the homeless shelter. I can't feel sorry for these people.
Wait a minute, let me.
You
let
know,
me
in my age, when I was Jerry, I'm sorry.
Let me take this apart one item at a time.
All right.
Having been in the business that I'm in, which is a very transient business. Uh-huh. It's like the average disc jockey only usually lasts 2 years at a station.
Yep.
The fact that I overcome that is just, I'm just an enigma. Mm-hmm. But because, you know, again, when you're younger and you're thinking the grass is always greener, and especially when you're looking at, oh, when you look at all those news stories where everybody's partying in Miami and they're looking good and all their nice white clothes and such, that's what I want to do. But when the reality hits that, you know, if you come to Miami, you just better be able to be, you better be rich to start out with.
Yeah. And have a job.
And have a job.
Have a job, be good.
Or own a business, you know, again, because it's not going to happen. It isn't. And there's nothing worse than being in a city that has all that activity and you can't be involved in it because you're not part of it.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. On to the next thing.
The 40-year-old retired. Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. What was that again?
She was a 40-year-old who decided she was going to retire on Friday and then instantly regretted it on Monday.
You and I have talked about, you know, that terrible R word retirement. And the thing with it is that years ago, I actually considered it. I really did think seriously about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, then my kids, with the wisdom that I instilled in them, asked me the one question I couldn't answer. What are you going to do?
Yep.
And I told you about my friend, worked for Mutual for years, uh-huh. Jim Bohannon. Mm-hmm. Like I said, big radio star. 40 years after he said, well, I'm done. Mm-hmm. He quit in April and he was dead in August.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is something about having to keep active or keep your mind sharp or keep something going that, you know, again, you see all these games on your phone that are supposed to stimulate your brain.
They don't.
Well, they don't. They're toys. But the thing of it is that what I do every morning gets me out of bed, gets me started. And I mean, like I say, at this point, by 4 o'clock in the morning, man, I am like a freight train going north. I mean, you know, all the bells are clicking and all the whistles are blowing. So.
Yep.
And so, and keeping that in mind, it's like, and I say, I've said to you, listen, you know, hey, I'm just afraid. It's like, number one, I don't want to have anybody to have to take care of me because I don't know whether there's going to be any such people. Well, and two, mm-hmm. it's like, two, I really like my solitude and I like my peace and quiet. So it's like, you know, get the hell away from me. Stay home. Go away.
Until I come knocking on the door and go, hey, JD. Hey, man, oh, you're there.
Listen, you're going to have to do that again because I tell you what, I really did enjoy that because I hadn't seen you in a couple of years. I know. Man.
Yep. All right. Well,
and you paid for the meal, so.
Bitch.
$3.59.
All right.
Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
All right, boys and girls, Freddie's rolling the music, which means we are out of here. That was a quick hour, man. But
it really was, man. Damn.
Yep.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
We have the same question every week.
My kid, I come downstairs and I go, what'd you talk about? I go, I don't know. I forget. Dad, you were just up there. I know. I don't remember. Oh, for crying out loud. All right. Hey, guess what I get to do tomorrow?
Oh, God.
That's right. I'm going for my colonoscopy. Yay. So I've been on a modified diet for the past 3 days, so and nothing today.
Oh, my God. That's right. You have to drink that yucky stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I wish I had some of that delicious, watery-flavored Gatorade to go down. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason.
I always end up with these for the same way. I'm worried again. This still hurts me so bad. I think I'm gonna sue Dan Mason.
That flavor's just can't be beat.